FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Some tense moments at an airport in New York last night.
Republican vice presidential nominee Mike Pence's plane skidding off of a runway Thursday night in New York. The aircraft coming to a halt on the side of the runway, reportedly undamaged, though there was apparent damage to the runway itself due to safety material designed to break apart.
Approximately 80 arrestor beds were destroyed. Arrestor beds are FAA-required installations.
After the incident, Pence tweeted out a thanks to the first responders. Hillary Clinton writing on Twitter that she was glad no one was hurt. Trump mentioning the incident briefly towards the end of his speech at a rally in Ohio.
I just spoke to Mike Pence, and he's fine.
I'm Reed Binion.
One new poll in Virginia finds Hillary Clinton maintaining a 12-point lead over Donald Trump, but another one just out this morning says he's closing the gap. The latest Quinnipiac University poll finds that Hillary Clinton leads Donald Trump in Virginia 50-38%. But that new poll out this morning by Christopher Newport University finds that Trump is close to within 7 points of Clinton in Virginia, 46-39. Voter turnout on day one of early voting in Maryland set a record and did so by mid-afternoon. Turnout was so heavy at some early voting locations, people stood in line for an hour or more. In all, 125,000 people voted early on the first day. Among the things Montgomery County voters are deciding is the question of whether the county executive and members of the county council should be limited to 3 terms in office.
I don't think term limits are a good idea, because if people are good, why not let them serve longer?
But when asked if he's happy with his current representation, Andrew Krause says,
let's not go that far.
But Jacqueline O'Neill says term limits are a good idea.
Because people get comfortable. They may go into office, ordinary citizen, middle class person wanting better, but something happens to them. They get associated with higher economic sources, resources, and it skews them.
At the Montgomery County Executive Building, Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Former Congressman Gary Condit, once a suspect in the 2001 disappearance of intern Chandra Levy, is speaking out publicly now about the case by way of a new book. Condit appeared yesterday on TV's Dr. Phil show to promote the book.
You developed a friendship with her, and you saw her outside the office, correct?
I saw her one time outside the office at a restaurant, and she came by my condo once.
But Condit denies he ever had an affair with Chandra Levy, and Dr. Phil said on the show that Condit had suffered, quote, one of the most egregious character assassinations I've ever seen. The WSSC says it has begun installing a new kind of water main that's designed to last 100 years. The new mains have a protective zinc coating and plastic bio-wrap designed to withstand breaks. The Senate Judiciary Committee is set to hold a hearing on the proposed $85 billion merger of AT&T and Time Warner.
The Republican and Democratic leaders of the panel say the December 7th hearing will focus on the planned merger's impact on consumers. There's bipartisan opposition to the proposed acquisition by broadband and wireless provider AT&T of Time Warner, which owns CNN, HBO, and Warner Brothers. Bill Michaels, Washington.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,170. The Nasdaq at 52,16. Sports, the Wizards open their season with a loss in Atlanta. College football, Virginia Tech beats Pittsburgh. NFL, Tennessee beats Jacksonville. DC United loses in the MLS Cup playoffs and World Series Game 3 tonight in Chicago. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current, anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
Here's the way it works.
Okay. In breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
Have you been thinking about or wanting new windows? Hey, it's Brian Wilson and my good friends over at Thompson Creek Windows want you to know now is the time to buy. Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. They design, build, and install each window custom made for your home and our unique climate. There are no middlemen, eliminating unnecessary headaches and expenses. And right now, Thompson Creek is offering the lowest prices of the season. Buy 3 windows and get 1 free. You have the chance right now to save some money on the cost of new windows and your utility bills year-round, plus increase the value of your home. It's a win-win-win, and this is the time to act. Pick up your phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK to get Thompson Creek's lowest prices of the season. Buy 3 windows, get 1 free. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK, and tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Home, sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek. Shop Historic Occoquan with over 70 specialty shops and restaurants. Historic Occoquan.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
705 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia getting a little bit busy first on the Beltway as you try to push through Annandale. Delays just after you come off of I-95 and solid up toward the Little River Turnpike. Now, we have a crash reported in the right lane. I'm watching VDOT crews move around the cameras. They are sending response. In fact, I'm watching an ambulance in the express lanes moving past the exit 4236 and lining up on that exit ramp. Man, that is just jam solid. So patience trying to merge onto the Beltway in Annandale. Trying to get through Seven Corners. Incident was reported on inbound eastbound 50 Arlington Boulevard right near Patrick Henry Drive. Taking the trip on the 66 stretch. It's just been a little bit of volume in Manassas, Fair Oaks, and as you come up through to the Beltway. And inside the Beltway has been a great ride through Falls Church and over the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. We've had some problems out heading through town. Crews are doing the double check on 12th Street. As you come up toward Pennsylvania Avenue, had some reports of the lingering road work. On DC 295 South, heavy off of 50 in the BW Parkway, the earlier broken down tractor trailer near Benning, that was cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A gusty northwest wind gets your attention this morning. The clouds will break, mostly sunny today, 61, and still windy this afternoon. The wind's back off tonight, the sky clear, 45, 30 suburbs. Sunny tomorrow, 73. Sunday, clouds, sun, warm, low 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 52 in Arlington, 49 in La Plata, 50 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. Donald Trump has yet to put his promised money where his mouth is on fundraising. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It is 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We are live this morning, taking our show on the road. This is stop number two in the diner tour. We're at the Silver Diner in Rockville, and we'd still love to have you come out and join us. A few seats still available. It's getting to be standing room only here in this place, but we'd love to have you come out.
And, of course, that means you're going to eat an egg for the first time since you were 8 years old.
Yeah, because I said if you packed the place, I'd eat an egg, something I haven't done since
I was. It's going to be runny. And
8 years old. Yeah. And I'm regretting that I made that. Listen, in the meantime, while we're waiting on the egg, we have with us coming up Dr. Mark Plaster running for Congress, and 735, Kathy Shalega running for the Senate, Dan Cox also running for Congress, and we'll have our weekly conversation at 835 with Brett Baer from your Fox News channel. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Brian, being here at the Silver Diner in Rockville brings back so many memories. It was almost exactly 2 years ago today that we were right here. And I remember it vividly. Soon-to-be Governor Larry Hogan's campaign bus pulled
up that's right.
Right in front. The place went nuts, and you could feel it in the air that day that something was happening in Maryland.
Yeah.
And he joined us here at the diner.
And, of course, that live remote broadcast and appearance by the governor was the thing that pushed him over.
Yes, absolutely.
Everybody knows that.
And I
think that's the reason why you were rewarded with being the Crab Cake Czar.
The Crab Cake Czar of Maryland. And that's the thing. Let's be specific. What pushed him over was I made him promise that morning that he would make me the Crab Cake Czar,
and
that brought in the final
votes. That's it.
Exactly.
That pushed him right over the edge.
So it's pretty sweet justice that here we are 2 years later, and I look at the Washington Post this morning, as I must do every day, and the headline is, Maryland Democrats clash over who should battle Republican Governor Larry Hogan.
All right, okay.
In other words, their conversation right now, the Democrats in Maryland and Annapolis, basically is going like this. I don't want to run against him. You run against him.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I don't want to have anything to do with that guy. As Donald Trump said yesterday, why do we even have to have the election? Let's just give it to him. Here's how it went down. And the great thing about this story in the Washington Post is that everything we know about this conversation that happened behind closed doors with the Democrats caucus in Annapolis is because people have leaked it. So not only was it this contentious meeting of Democrats in Maryland trying to fight over who has to pull the short straw and run against Hogan, but then somebody ran out and said, you'll never believe what just happened. Let me tell you all about it. about it.
Right.
So, Delegate Charles Sidner III, Democrat of Baltimore County, he said this during this closed-door caucus. It's a direct quote in this Post article. When I go around my district, it seems Governor Hogan is gaining traction among my people.
Oh, really?
Yes. And
well, that might have something to do with his 71% approval rating.
So then he said to the caucus, what are we going to do about this? And Delegate Derek Davis of Prince George's County replied, that's not our job. Our job is to protect the House.
Right.
So think about this for a minute. We're 2 years out from Election Day in Maryland for Governor Hogan, and the Democrats in Annapolis, their strategy, let's just keep our majority in the House.
That's right.
Boy, times have changed in the free state of Maryland. What is this? I mean, you've witnessed politics in this state for a long time.
I got to tell you, when Governor Hogan's campaign started to take off, and you're right, about the time he showed up here at this diner, we were starting getting the sense that something was happening.
Yep.
And we all felt it, and we all were aware of it, that the campaign was going very, very well for him, and that he might well pull it off. And since then, it's been remarkable to watch this guy take his governorship and become, I think, maybe perhaps the most popular governor in recent memory. I can't think of anybody who had higher approval ratings than Governor Hogan. According to the Washington Post, University of Maryland. Now, this is the Washington Post that did this survey. 71% of people approve of the job this guy is doing. I mean, that's way over the top. And so we had some sense that was going on here. I've never seen anything quite like it. It proves to me that if you run a good campaign, if you're right on the issues, if you're a likable person and a good candidate, you can be a Republican and you can win in this state.
All right.
And so I'm just having this great moment where, you know, in a state where Democrats outnumber Republicans 3-1, that the Democrats are all going, not me. I'm all not right. going up against the guy.
And so not to bring down the room or anything, because I agree with everything you said, and it is a great phenomenon to watch, and we're big fans of Governor Hogan so far, for the most part. So I got to ask this. We're going to have Kathy Shalega here coming up in about 25 minutes, and I'm going to ask her. If I'm sure she's listening on her way here now. I hope she has an answer ready. Governor Hogan is the most popular politician, regardless of party affiliation, in this state in decades. More popular than Martin O'Malley was. More popular than that. Right. That there's a low bar.
Yeah. It doesn't take much.
So where is the Larry Hogan TV ad for Kathy Shalega in front of me every time when I change the channel saying, I'm Larry Hogan, you like me, you should vote for Kathy Shalega. She'll be the Larry Hogan that we need in the U.S. Senate. Where is Larry Hogan campaigning shoulder to shoulder with Kathy Shalega everywhere that she goes? Not to mention all of the quote-unquote down-ticket races in Maryland. If he's that popular, and if his solutions work, why isn't he helping other Republicans win in Maryland?
Well, let's see. Maybe we'll get an answer to that question.
I will certainly ask that question. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, back to this story in the Washington Post. After Delegate Davis, it's amazing how detailed the story is. It's like somebody had a cell phone videoing, like a tape recorder going. Facebook lived the thing or something. After Delegate Davis said, that's not our job to worry about the governor's mansion. Our job is to protect our majority in the House. Several lawmakers who declined to be named because caucus discussions are supposed to be confidential. Yeah, how's that working
That's
out?
That's not working out, yeah.
Later described themselves as stunned. There was almost an audible gasp, one said. Hmm. More questions followed, sharper and more accusatory than is typical. Listen, a lot of people have said that that it's going to be real tough to run against Larry Hogan. Peter Franchot, one of the highest-ranking statewide elected Democrats, the controller of this state, this is what he said about going up against Larry Hogan.
They can obviously overturn the executive order by law in the next session, but they do it at their own peril because this is a wildly popular idea with Democrats, Republicans, and independents all across the state.
That's what Franchot told us when we were talking about the school change issue, in terms of having to start after Labor Day. And it seems like, you know, of all the things that they're going to go after Larry Hogan for and try to campaign against him, when school starts seems to be the big deal. Here is one possible challenger to Larry Hogan. This is Prince George's County Executive Rushern Baker.
Rushern Baker, right.
Yeah, and he went after, is it a he?
Yeah.
I don't know the gen... It's Rushern. I mean, you know, it's like Caitlin. Who knows? I'm not I'm just saying it's one of those
you're
names.
You're digging yourself a hole.
That's
move,
all.
Yeah, move on.
Here's what he had to say.
You have Ocean City business people telling Baltimore City schools how to operate. And that's exactly what the governor's done.
So this seems to be the campaign. When they finally draw the short straw and they find the Democrat who runs against Larry Hogan, the entire campaign is be, vote for me because school should start in August.
Yeah, that's a winning campaign. And by the way, the polls show that that's very popular with the voters in the state of Maryland. So why would you go after it?
Then there's that.
Yeah. It is now 7:15 on WMAL. You know what that means? Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And it means you need to behave. I'm not talking about you guys. In the cars, here we go. Virginia, as you head around the Beltway, Interloop and Annandale had the crash reported along the right side. Looks like they're coming up short finding anything, which is good, but we do have the delays as you come out of the Springfield area. North on I-95 in Newington prior to the Beltway. All that activity that had been our focal point of these big delays through Lorton, that's finally been completely cleared, even from the shoulder. So some positive news there, and I'm hoping for a better improvement. Still quite jammed trying to get through Seven Corners. The incident inbound eastbound 50 Arlington Boulevard. After you get through that major intersection, the Seven Corners, up near Patrick Henry Drive. Still watch for police possibly still there at the scene. DC 295 South. New incident reported after East Capitol Street. And in Burtonsville, Maryland, to 29 northbound. Before you get to 198, looks like they've stopped traffic with an incident. Southbound lanes open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL weather channel forecast.
Well, today, mostly sunny, a high of 61. It'll be a little bit breezy. Winds out of the northwest, 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, clear, but dipping only down to around 45. Tomorrow, Saturday, looks really good. It's 73 degrees. Listen to this. Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds. Highs in the low 80s. Amazing. And then on Monday, which is Halloween, temperatures are going to be in the low 60s during the day, dipping down to the low 50s at night. Very fall-like weather as they go trick-or-treating. Currently in the nation's capital, 53 degrees at 717 on WMAL.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State. Call 202-625-4370.
Let's turn our sights down to Virginia for a moment, Brian Wilson, as we continue here live at the Silver Diner in Rockville, Maryland. And, you know, we often had Elizabeth Schultz on as a guest. She is the
voice of reason on the Fairfax County School Board.
Often appears that way. Well, she's in some hot water right now.
Why? What
with
did she
her
do?
Colleagues. Well, she had the temerity to take to Twitter and say something nice about Donald Trump.
Oh, my.
She tweeted out why the Trump tapes don't matter. And then there's a link to an article. And of course, the Trump tapes would be the audio tapes of Donald Trump speaking 11 years ago with Billy Bush before he did a segment with Access Hollywood. Because, you know, whoever the leader of the free world is, it must be determined based on what they may or may not have said 11 years ago speaking with Billy Bush before they did a segment on Access Hollywood.
Right.
Well, apparently, according to the Washington Post, this is the great headline. A school board member's support for Trump stirs up a free speech debate.
Okay. Well, how does that work?
I would love to ask the copy editor there who wrote that headline what the debate is, actually. I thought that we debated free speech about 235 years ago, and it's already been approved. But no, there are other members of her school board who think that it is inappropriate for a school board member to make a partisan statement when she's supposed to be a nonpartisan member of a school board and just worry about schools and such. She should keep her other political views to herself. I'm telling you, that's the audacity
of that. Have they not seen what the other Democratic members of the school board have been doing?
Sue Langley.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm reading now from the Washington Post. Sue Langley, chair of the Fairfax County Democratic Committee, recently called for Schultz to resign from the board after she posted tweets related to Trump that Langley found threatening and offensive. Langley referenced two tweets posted on Twitter earlier this month. One of them explains why she believes that Trump's comments captured in a video recording on groping women don't matter. So let's stop there for a minute, because the second tweet, I don't know the full context of. Let's just stop at that. This woman, Sue Langley, chair of the Fairfax County Democratic Committee, said that Ms. Schultz tweeting out support of Trump because of those comments were offensive and threatening. What are these people eating for breakfast?
Yeah.
That they are so threatened by somebody saying that I'm not bothered by what Donald Trump may or may not have said 11 years ago. Apparently, another tweet had to do with Elizabeth Schultz saying that she is going to be buying more ammo. I mean, I guess people get threatened by someone making a legal purchase in a store in Fairfax County. But that's where Elizabeth Schultz is in hot water right now. And we will certainly keep an eye on that, because last I heard, whether you're an elected official or not, you're allowed to support a candidate in the United States of America, even Fairfax County, Virginia.
Well, it should be very interesting to watch. But I got to tell you, that is the height of audacity for the Democrats who have been such activists on this school board with things like a transgendered bathroom and same-sex policies in the school. And they've taken on every Democratic talking point for them to criticize this woman for having done something that was overtly political.
Brian, liberal issues and positions are not controversial. You know that? Everybody agrees with them.
Apparently in Fairfax, that's the way it operates. It is now 7:20 on WMAL.
These guys,
105.9 FM and AM 630.
They speak the truth.
Washington's mall.
Straightforward.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Okay, so I'm up. You know, there's something exciting about receiving flowers on your birthday or any special day for that matter, whether you're showing off the bouquet at work, school, or at home. Everybody gets to know it's your special day. I mean, imagine, Brian Wilson, if we got a delivery of a bouquet of roses right here at the Silver Diner where we're broadcasting this morning. Everyone here would know that it's your special day. I haven't told them it's your birthday.
It's not.
But everyone would know it is. Well, if I need to give Meredith, my beautiful wife, some flowers for a special day, I have only one place to go. It's 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers. It's the only company I trust to deliver fresh-from-the-field flowers. And right now, when you order 36 stunning roses, you're going to get them for only $36. Holy crow, that is an amazing deal. It's the 1-800-Flowers 36 for 36 deal. Every rose bouquet, by the way, is backed by their 100% smile guarantee. Why do they back it with 100% smile guarantee? Because they're so confident that these roses are going to be the most beautiful thing that your wife, your girlfriend, your mom has ever seen. To order 36 stunning roses for only $36, go to 1-800-Flowers.com on your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio icon and enter Larry. 1-800-Flowers.com. Don't forget to click that radio icon. Enter Larry. Hurry, this offer ends today.
Hey, D.C., have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Reagan National to Providence, so you can say yes to flying to great new places, and as always, yes to low fares with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/6/16.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We started Boll & Branch nearly 3 years ago to make the world's most comfortable sheets and to make it possible for everyone to afford to sleep better. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all of the expensive retail markups. That's why our sheets cost less than half of what you'd pay in a store. Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them. That's how we have thousands of five-star reviews. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal have written about us, and even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. We guarantee you'll love them, too. That's why we let you sleep on our sheets for 30 nights. If you don't, return them and get your money back. Plus, if you go to BollandBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off right now at BollandBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Can you grab the remote? Thanks.
So, elections. Have you decided?
I don't know about president yet, but I am definitely not voting for developer Lou Ann Bennett.
Yeah, because she was supposed to build a preschool, but instead sat on the empty property for 20 years to avoid a hefty tax bill?
Yes. Plus, she may be trying to dodge more taxes now. She owns this fancy condo in Georgetown, but claims to live out here with us.
I'd kill for an apartment to crash in to avoid traffic.
Luxury apartment anywhere. Point is, Lou Ann Bennett lives the life of a D.C. insider, but claims to be one of us living in Virginia.
Because it helps her avoid tons of D.C. taxes. How convenient.
You know, it's even richer. She wants to raise our taxes. She's for health care taxes, energy taxes, even taxes on our investments.
She wants to raise my taxes but won't pay hers?
Yep. Developer Lou Ann Bennett. She makes government work for her.
The NRCC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or any candidate's committee. NRCC.org.
It is now 7:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, a heads up. If you head through Burtonsville and up toward Columbia area, you'll need a little extra time. It's an unusual backup on northbound 29 before you get to 198 in Burtonsville. They're now allowing the right lane to get by this crash. They had initially stopped everyone, so do watch for some changing lanes through that stretch. But again, northbound 29 in Burtonsville for the accident. Southbound, you're doing okay. Just a brief delay on the approach. 270, not so bad. I know you have some of that stop and go through Germantown and in through Rockville, but lanes are reported open a little bit lighter than normal, so Friday in our favor. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, no drama in the Greenbelt area. Looks good. Just a little bit of the stop and go each way as you head through. Laurel, top side of the Beltway through Silver Spring, slowing. The crash in Virginia on 95 northbound in Newington prior to the Beltway gone, so nothing left to check out. 395 through Landmark, slowing. And find a little bit of volume heading across the 14th Street Bridge. Update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly sunny this afternoon. A northwesterly wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. So quite gusty, 61. Tonight, clear, chillier, 45. Suburbs a little colder. Sunny, 73 tomorrow. Sunday, low 80s coming with a mixture of clouds and sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 53 degrees on WMAL. Well, you know, I remember a few years back when I was over at the Fox News Channel, this was a story that we covered endlessly, and that was the mysterious disappearance of Chandra Levy.
Oh, my God. Gosh, it was wall-to-wall coverage.
It was wall-to-wall covers. And, you know, that trial is coming back into the news for a number of reasons. But so is Gary Condit. Remember, Gary Condit was the congressman who was said to have been romantically involved with Chandra Levy. And for a while, he was thought of as perhaps a suspect in the case. Later cleared, never charged. But it did end his political career. There's no doubt about that. The revelation that he had some kind of relationship with Chandra Levy, an intern. Well, now he has a book coming out, and he's beginning to go out and talk about this case once again. And here's the one thing about it. The book comes out, and it talks about how he was persecuted by the media. He was a victim and all of this. And he doesn't ever admit in the book to whether or not he had sex with Chandra Levy. When asked about this...
Well, there's a book I don't have to buy.
I know. I mean,
what's the point?
Isn't that what you want to know?
Well, I mean...
It's one of the things I want to know. Well, anyway, apparently he's doing the book tour, and he started by having an interview with, of all people, Dr. Phil.
Oh, Dr. Phil.
You know, Dr. Phil, say what you will about Dr. Phil, but what I love about Dr. Phil is that he will not let you skate if you try to avoid an answer or try to sort of deflect an answer. And so here is what he had to say. At some point, there was a question about, well, how many times did you meet with Chandra Levy? Here's a little bit from that interview.
You saw her outside the office, correct?
I saw her one time.
Oh, sorry?
I saw her one time outside the office at a restaurant, and she came by my condo once.
Came by your condo once?
Well, maybe twice. Yeah, I think it was twice she came by.
Okay.
In the book, however.
Didn't this man just write a book about this whole thing? You'd think he'd have the facts available.
He wrote the book, he said, one or two times, right? And then later, I mean, it goes on. He amends his answer to say, well, maybe four or five times. I remember two. But the book says...
But I was so trashed the other two times. Who knows?
Yeah, but the book says it was a handful of times.
Handful. Okay.
Handful of times.
So first his answer to Dr. Phil was, I only saw her outside the office once at a diner. Oh, and then she came by my condo once. And then prepresses that maybe twice, but in the book it says a handful.
A handful of times.
I believe you, Gary Condit. So, by the way, one thing we didn't mention in this whole report on Gary Condit, he's a Democrat.
That's right. It's 7:29 on WMAL.
L-O-L.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I won't argue with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you're looking to sell your home or if you know someone who wants to sell their home, then I'm here to tell you how important it is to call the right real estate agent. You need an experienced realtor that can get you top dollar and that gets results. My friends, realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams are the best of the best. Debbie and Sarah are big-time real estate pros that are top-ranked by the Wall
Wall Street Journal with years of experience selling homes across the entire area. Listen, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds get their sellers 6% more money and sell three times faster than the average agent. Your home is one of the most important assets you have, and that's why you need big-time pros like Sarah and Debbie to help you make the most money. They already have over 5,500 ready home buyers in their exclusive database looking to buy right now. And to top it off, Debbie and Sarah will guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it for a price acceptable to you. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Kathy Shalega is in the house. She'll join us right after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. An NTSB team is in New York this morning to look into why a charter jet skidded off the runway at LaGuardia last night with Republican vice presidential nominee Mike Pence aboard. CNN producer Liz Landers was also on the plane.
We landed and it was a hard landing as soon as the wheels hit. And then for about 20 or 30 seconds afterwards, the plane continued going down the tarmac and the plane was not in control.
No one was hurt in the incident, but the incident is not going to interfere with the GOP tickets campaigning today.
Both Donald Trump and his running mate still have a packed schedule set for Friday. Pence is expected to get a new plane and be back out there in Pennsylvania as well as North Carolina. Donald Trump is headed to Iowa, New Hampshire, and Maine.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. Two new polls in Virginia. The latest Quinnipiac University poll finds Hillary Clinton with a 12-point lead over Donald Trump, but a new poll by Christopher Newport University just out this morning finds that Trump has narrowed the gap to 7 points. Turnout yesterday for the first day of early voting in Maryland set a record. Long lines in some early voting locations reportedly kept people waiting more than an hour, but in all, more than 125,000 Marylanders statewide voted yesterday. New this morning, the UN Human Rights Office says ISIS appears to be using tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians as human shields as the fight over the city of Mosul rages on. And Johnson & Johnson vows to appeal a more than $70 million verdict in a California woman's lawsuit claiming that years of using the company's baby powder caused her cancer. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,170. The Nasdaq at 52,16. Sports, the Wizards lose the first game of the season in Atlanta. College football, the Hokies beat Pittsburgh on the road for the first time in 17 years. NFL, Tennessee wins. DC United's knocked out of the playoffs by Montreal. And it's World Series Game 3 tonight in Chicago. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns the heat on the first cool day of fall, only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
The national debt is $19 trillion and growing, threatening to harm our economy. In just over a decade, interest on the debt will be our third largest federal program. That's just the interest. What does this mean for our future generations? If we don't solve our debt problem, good-paying jobs could disappear, wages could fall, and money for important programs like education, infrastructure, and R&D will shrink. What's the good news? There's still time for a solution, and many good ideas exist to put our debt on a sustainable path. At the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, we're working to get candidates from both parties talking about solutions. And we need your help. Ask the candidates today for a plan to address the national debt. Just visit askforaplan.org. That's askforaplan.org. Together we can secure our future. Paid for by the Peter G. Peterson Foundation.
Washington politicians like to talk, but we need leaders like Dr. Mark Plaster who actually get things done. An emergency room physician with decades of experience, Dr. Mark Plaster has the courage and poise to make the tough calls. At the age of 50, Dr. Mark Plaster enlisted in the Navy Reserves and completed two deployments to Iraq with the Marine Corps, where he served as a frontline battlefield surgeon. In Congress, Dr. Mark Plaster will stand strong for our veterans, work to bring jobs back to our community, and make health care more affordable.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mark Plaster. In Iraq, I commanded a shock trauma platoon. It was our job to stabilize wounded soldiers so they could be evacuated to help. I thought the war would be the worst thing our young heroes in the armed forces experienced, which is why I'm horrified by how they've been treated by the VA. In Congress, I will root out the corruption, fraud, and abuse in the VA system so our veterans get the care they need and deserve. I'm Dr. Mark Plaster, and I approve this message because our veterans deserve better.
My feet were in so much pain I could no longer walk for pleasure. Hi, Chris Plant here, and those were the words of Trudy, a loyal listener who went to the Good Feet store. She's walking again and has lost over 100 pounds. If your feet hurt, do what Trudy did. Go to the Good Feet store on Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza next door to Total Hockey or their location in Vienna at the corner of 123 and Park. Tell them Chris Plant sent you. The Good Feet store, the place to go when your feet hurt.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar Thursday, November 10th in Reston or Tuesday the 15th. In Columbia. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners, sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Sterling, good shape on 28. In fact, each direction, both north and south of the toll road, I'm not seeing much of any problem, but getting 228 on Sterling Boulevard. The crash is going to be westbound Sterling Boulevard right before you get 228 at Shaw Road under police direction. So that's a little bit of a hang-up, but the good news is once you do get by there, 28 wide open stretch for you. On 66 in Manassas, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and toward the Beltway, pockets of delays. The crash on the Virginia Beltway was able to get quickly pushed to the shoulder inner loop near Little River Turnpike. And we're going to take you topside, College Park to Silver Spring, Burtonsville. Still keep alert here. We have an unusual backup northbound 29 as you come up toward 198. The right side was getting by. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're quickly getting into sunshine as front's pushing on off toward the east. Had a touch of rain yesterday. Today, a gusty northwest breeze. And with that sun, we get up to 61. Down in the mid-40s tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 53 in Springfield, 50 in Frederick, 53 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Collins Firm. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630,
WMAL. Good morning, everybody. It's 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Ryan and Larry are live at the Silver Diner in Rockville. Still time to come out. We're going to be here until 9 o'clock. Love to see you. Love to shake your hand. Love to say hello. And so, as the morning progresses, in a few moments, we're going to hear from Dr. Mark Plaster, who's running for Congress, Dan Cox running for Congress. And at 8:35 this morning, Brett Baer will have our weekly conversation with him. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Thank you. I can tell you what women love, and that's when people mansplain things to us about what women want and need. And so
that was Senate candidate Kathy Shalega giving a little smackdown to Chris Van Hollen in the debate between those two candidates for Senate in Maryland. And Kathy Shalega joins us now. You look like you had a good time debating with Chris Van Hollen.
It was great. It was really, really good time. And
he was mansplaining about what women voters are looking for. And, you know, women voters all around Maryland, they think, who represents me the best? It's got to be Chris Van Hollen.
Apparently. He thinks that. You know, I've been married for 36 years, and I have two sons. And I work in construction and politics. So I work and live with a lot of men, and I pretty much hate it when they mansplain things to me.
Well, that was great.
I am supposed to do, think, feel, hear, see, and I'm like, wait a second. I feel like a woman today.
So how is the campaign going? Because God knows Chris Van Hollen has a whole lot of money. Listen, he's been in Congress for Montgomery County for so long. He's been able to rack up so many hundreds of millions of dollars to keep him in power. So we know you've had an uphill fight. How is it going?
It's going great. You know, you can see from the folks here in the diner today, people are excited about this year's election. You know, they are sick and tired of career politicians like Chris Van Hollen. I mean, he's been there 14 years, 14 years. And he had the audacity to say, we're safer today than we were 7 years ago.
Wow.
Wow, I know, shocking.
Yeah.
Wait,
I'm pretty sure all of the national security experts who have testified before Congress having to do with the threat from ISIS,
they have a different opinion.
They actually have confirmed under oath that, in fact, the threat is greater now than it was.
Yeah, so. I think he likes to say he's a dreamer and a doer, but I think he's dreaming. He thinks we're safer today than we were 7 years ago.
Well, let's talk about what it is and the challenge it is to take a statewide race in the state of Maryland. I mean, Democrats outnumber Republicans, but we saw where a very a good campaign by Governor Hogan turned into a successful outing. Say he has a 71% approval rating. So we know that voters can find Republican candidates acceptable. What are you doing to try to mirror the success that Governor Hogan had?
Well, we are following the Hogan plan, and it's working really well. We're traveling around the state, talking to voters, just like Larry Hogan did. You know, Chris Van Hollen's hiding. He doesn't want to debate me. He won't debate me statewide. He won't debate me here in the D.C. region because he's afraid to stand up for his record. And with social media, with all the great ways that people get their news today, he can't hide from his record.
Yeah.
You know, we know, we can see what happens when you put a business person in charge. They, you know, Larry Hogan's changing Maryland. He's turning things
for
around.
For the better, that's right.
You know, Anthony Brown had the rain tax. Chris Van Hollen, you know how he wants to help you? He has a climate change energy tax.
Oh, there you go.
He's proposing.
Well, that's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, that's how we're going to clean up the environment. We're going to put a tax on everybody's utility bill.
One really foolproof way to duplicate the Larry Hogan strategy in Maryland is actually to campaign with Larry Hogan and have Larry Hogan do a lot of events with you and have Larry Hogan in your TV ads and have Larry Hogan doing a whole lot of, beating the drums and saying, if you like me, you'll love Kathy Shalega. How much of that is going on? Because I got to be honest, I'm not seeing a lot of it.
Well, we've been out in Western Maryland. Ami Hober, who's here today, and I were out in Western Maryland with Governor Hogan last week. The days all run together. What day is this?
I imagine that's right.
That's good. But with all due respect, I mean, Western Maryland is important and turnout is important. But let's face it, we need Governor Hogan to make the case where a lot more votes are, like in Montgomery County and in Baltimore County.
Yeah, he's out with us on events when he can be there. So that's great. And look, I'm endorsed by him. It's been almost every sign we have across the great state of Maryland is endorsed by Hogan attached to it. So, it is great. He's doing a great job and we're proud, pleased to have his endorsement and his help.
All right. So when you talk to people, what is the thing that is most on their mind this election cycle?
They're worried about the future of our country. They're worried about their kids and grandkids. You know, what world are we turning over to them today with the debt, $20 trillion? I mean, every one of us owes the federal government more than $59,000. That's what they put on a credit card with our name on it. You look at the Affordable Care Act, and Chris Van Hollen continues to defend it and say it's good.
We wouldn't have Obamacare if it weren't for Chris Van Hollen's votes. That needs to be made clear. So what would you, as senator, do to push back against Obamacare? Because it's affecting everybody. And all this talk about, because Donald Trump said it affects his employees. And I said, well, they're not in the Affordable Care Act, so it doesn't affect them. Oh, no. Because the Affordable Care Act affects everybody's rates, everybody's premiums, everybody's deductibles, and everybody's plans, because it's now the federal law and the government's. What are you going to do?
Right. I mean, it needs to be addressed immediately. It's collapsing in front of us. So even if somebody doesn't want to address it, they're going to have to. This morning, I spoke with a friend of mine on the shore. He said he just got his insurance premium notification. It went up 81%.
Yeah.
81%.
So do you believe Obamacare should be repealed? Would you lead that fight?
I have said publicly, it'd be great to repeal Obamacare, but stop telling people things that won't happen. How can you repeal Obamacare? Let's just talk about nuts and bolts. It's Obama's signature legislation. He will veto it, right? I mean, clearly.
Well, yeah, but he won't be president next year.
And then you need 60 votes to overturn the veto. You're not going to have enough votes in the Senate to repeal it outright. You're just not. I mean, unless we're going to have a wave and bring in a whole lot of more Republicans.
But isn't there something going on out here? Because I hear, you know, we see Governor Hogan, 71% approval rating, a man who is a Republican who became the governor in a statewide race. We see here in Montgomery County that the idea of term limits, which is a conservative idea, is probably going to pass. Is there something going on out there that gives you hope that that a Republican can win another statewide office?
Absolutely. I see it. I feel it. I hear it as I go across the state. People are just sick and tired of Washington. They know Washington's broken. And, you know, we make the case. What's the definition of insanity? Do the same thing over and over and expect a different result. Well, you know, putting career politicians back in office. Chris Van Hollen's been in public office for 26 years. 14 years in D.C. He's collected $2.7 million in a taxpayer salary. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
I mean,
have to leave it right
retire.
There.
That's Kathy Shalega, Republican nominee for Senate. Shalega, it's spelled just like it sounds.
Yeah, it is. I know people always say, how do you say your name, Kathy?
Thanks, Kathy, for joining us, and good luck on Election Day.
Thank you.
It is now 7:45 on WML. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland, New Hampshire Avenue heading through Hillendale. Extra volume because of the crash. Southbound New Hampshire Avenue at the Beltway, but it looks like they're reopening the lanes and reopening the exit ramp as well. But, man, we are hung up here. So if you're coming, say, from White Oak up ahead, you'll have the heavy volume. On the top side of the Beltway, because of that crash in that vicinity and a lot of response heading there, finding that very slow from 95 past New Hampshire Avenue and then continuing over through to George Avenue. Burtonsville, still some unusual northbound delays that you're not used to. So if you're heading through Burtonsville toward Columbia, extra time, northbound 29 before 198 with the crash, the right side was getting by. Inbound Clara Barton Parkway near MacArthur Boulevard for the crash. Seven Corners, we're still in delays here on inbound 50 Arlington Boulevard. As you go through Seven Corners heading toward Patrick Henry Drive, crews were going to recheck to see if there was something new in the way there. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly sunny this afternoon, a northwesterly wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. So quite gusty, 61. Tonight, clear, chillier, 45. Suburbs a little colder. Sunny, 73 tomorrow. Sunday, low 80s coming with a mixture of clouds and sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 53 degrees, 747.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving.
Well, we got a doctor in the house right now. Joining us here at the Silver Diner in Rockville for our live remote is Dr. Mark Plaster, a Republican candidate for a congressional office in Maryland's 3rd District, running against John Sarbanes.
Oh, that's right.
It's good to have you here. Thank you so much, Brian, for joining us. So tell me a little bit about how the campaign seems to be going thus far, and what are the big issues in this particular race?
It's going well. We're happy to say that we're actually a Cap Gazette poll came out and we were tied. Actually, we're not tied. I was slightly ahead of him.
Really? That's great.
Yeah. It's hard in this season. It's hard really to interpret polls.
Yeah.
But we're encouraged. We're out there. We've raised more money. We've been more out in front of everybody than any candidate has in this particular district ever. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you.
Yeah. Representative Sarbanes hasn't had a whole lot of challenge. Up until now, once he got his seat, he's been able to sort of coast.
Yeah.
So as an emergency room physician, how does that experience, and how many years were you?
30
years in the emergency room, triage, right?
Right.
You saw it all. How does that relate to the experience of running a campaign in Maryland as a Republican?
You have to keep a lot of
Other than the blood, obviously. Yeah. There's a lot of gore.
Yeah. You have to keep a lot of balls in the air. You got to have a lot of people who are angry at you because they're not getting their problem taken care of right now.
Hmm.
You know, try walking into an ER like I have, where you've got 24 critical patients that are all wanting you right now, and you have to triage those. You've got to get teams together to address those issues.
Right.
It's not too different than what we're doing right now.
So you are, by education, a lawyer. and a doctor and a naval officer. You've served two tours of duty at Iraq, right. It is, with the Marines, right?
I joined the Navy Reserve when I was 50 years old. My son was at the U.S. Naval Academy.
Wow.
And he and I became an oddity in American history. I wouldn't say oddity, but one of the rare fathers and sons in American history who fought the same war at the same time.
Wow.
How about that?
He was with the Lincoln Battle Group, and I was with the 1st Marines. I ran a shock trauma platoon.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's quite impressive. But my question is, with such an impressive resume, why would you want to get into politics? I mean, that's the question everybody wants to know.
You seem way too good for Capitol Hill.
Yeah, everybody asked me to say, and it's exactly as Kathy said before. You know, I'll show you a picture of my grandchildren. I have children and grandchildren. We are laying on them $20 trillion in debt. It's unsafe. I mean, I've been there. I know these people who want to kill us. They wanted to kill me, and they want to come over here and kill my kids and grandkids.
Yeah, and nothing rivets your attention like something like that, does it?
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. I can't walk off and leave that.
So what does Representative Sarbanes not get about that? I mean, because I'm stunned sometimes at how our elected officials don't see the real threat from our enemy the way you see it.
The thing that most distinguishes us is his care for our veterans, to be perfectly honest, okay? When I was over there, I literally put my life on the line to care for people within minutes of their injuries. Mm-hmm. That's what a shock trauma platoon does, okay? I got back over here, and our veterans were waiting hundreds of days to get into any kind of VA care. And John Sarbanes was standing there doing nothing. And when we tried to reform the VA through the VA Accountability Act, he voted against it twice.
Wow.
And all it would do is help us clean out the dead wood. You talk to any veteran, you talk to any person that works in the VA, and they can point out the people who are not doing their job, who are committing fraud, who are wasting the space. And they know who needs to go. And the VA Accountability Act would try to do that. Right now, they have 365 days of paid leave during which in order to get rid of somebody who's not doing their job. The VA Accountability Act only tried to lower that to 77 days. Does anybody in this entire room have 77 days of paid leave if you're committing fraud or you're incompetent to your job?
It's outrageous.
No.
Outrageous.
And he voted against it twice.
We're going to have to leave it there. But listen, I can't tell you how much I really appreciate someone with your kind of experience and your background getting into the world of politics. We need a lot more of that. Dr. Mark Plaster, thank you for joining us here.
Yeah. It's 7:51 on WMAL.
I am in full agreement.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I cannot believe that I'm actually agreeing.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
If you've been having a hard time selling your home, the answer is not another open house. Instead, I recommend you call my friend Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. Now, you've heard me talk about Frank for a while now. That's because Frank delivers guaranteed results. Look, any agent can hold an open house or put a for sale sign in your front yard. Frank Prindle will aggressively market your home to the right buyers and get you results. Consider William. Not only did he need to sell his Metro DC home within 30 days, but also as is. With Frank's plan, William's home sold on time and with no out-of-pocket expenses. There is no risk to working with Frank. You agree upon a price and a deadline, and if the deadline passes, Frank will buy your home guaranteed. Don't be fooled by other agents with similar guarantees. There is only one Frank Prindle, so call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
I'm going to let you in on a secret. If you visit LyftDC.com, that's LyftDC.com, you can make money driving your own car. I could rattle off the reasons why drivers love Lyft, like how you get paid just for joining and earning weekly 20% bonuses and keep 100% of your tips. But let's be real. You want to hear it from a real Lyft driver, like Paula in Pittsburgh.
Well, to be honest, I started driving for the money. But what Lyft gives me that my other options can't is flexibility. As a busy mom, I need to spend time with my kids. So the opportunity to earn anytime is priceless. And hey, I'm a people person. Lyft passengers fill my days with stories, laughs, music, and I get to help them out too, you know? It's more than a ride.
To join Paula on the road and take home hundreds in earnings bonuses and tips every week, apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. Plus, for a limited time, new drivers get a $500 bonus after signing up. Terms apply.
It is now 7:53 on WMAO. Time to see how your money's doing from the news desk at CNBC. Here's our friend Chuck Kamlick.
And good morning. Happy Friday. Things looking really good on Wall Street right now, especially compared to earlier. The Dow could be up more than 30 points at the open. Google and YouTube sold more ads last quarter. Profits at their parent, Alphabet, rose. Amazon spent more money opening warehouses. Its profits fell. Anheuser-Busch InBev's net income dropped because it sold a lot less Budweiser and Corona in Brazil. Xerox net income fell for the seventh quarter in a row because people bought fewer of its copiers and printers. Tesla and SolarCity expected to show off a new solar roof today. This is not just panels, but an entire roof that will collect and store solar energy and come with an attachment to juice up those Tesla cars. Hershey's profits rose last quarter as parents stocked up for Halloween, and this is National Chocolate Day. One data company says the average American parent spent $56.80 on chocolate last year and ate 9.5 pounds worth. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Sterling, don't panic. The delays that you're sitting in right now, if you are on Sterling Boulevard westbound, is to get to a crash before 28 at Shaw Road. Now, once you get by there, now 28, it's not lined up to get to 28. That's wide open coming southbound and heading down toward the toll road. Right now, eastbound toll road, right as you merge, either from the Greenway or off of 28, just starting to build some delays right in that stretch. Nothing reported, but it's just quickly getting slow there. On the Beltway, Virginia in Annandale, slowing. And now as you approach the American Legion Bridge on that inner loop side, we're still very slow in Seven Corners inbound 50 Arlington Boulevard heading toward Patrick Henry Boulevard. And we're also slow on MacArthur Boulevard because of the crash on inbound Clara Barton Parkway near MacArthur Boulevard as well. So everyone affected. And southbound New Hampshire Avenue at the Beltway crash. Now the travel lanes update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're quickly getting into sunshine. As front's pushing on off toward the east, had a touch of rain yesterday. Today, a gusty northwest breeze. And with that sun, we get up to 61. Down in the mid-40s tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 53 degrees, 756.
36 days after landing in one of the world's most dangerous places, U.S. Marine Corporal Jake Schick's life changed forever.
Yeah, I was severely wounded in Iraq, conducting combat operations in the Sunni Triangle in 2004.
His Humvee hit a landmine. Within 2 days, he was back in the United States for the first of nearly 50 surgeries.
Once I got back here, my real battle started.
Jake lost a leg and sustained traumatic brain injury. He spent 18 months in hospitals with family right beside him.
You need your family. You need your support system. You know, you need people like the Fisher House.
Fisher House. It's a home away from home for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at no cost to families.
Just very thankful to the Fisher House for what they did for my family that entire time and for the things they continue to do.
You can help by making Fisher House your charity of choice on your CFC pledge form.
Fisher House, they were always there, so that was cool.
The CFC, Fisher House, and you. Find out how you can make a difference at fisherhouse.org.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. When it comes to roofing, beware of winter. That's when shingles crack and create gaps where water and ice cause damage. If you think your roof has a problem, don't make it suffer through one more winter. The longer you wait, the more expensive your replacement's going to be. Call now and qualified customers will receive 0% interest and no payments for one full year. Replace your roof now, pay for it next year. Call 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
Freedom has wheels, or at least it should. I'm Dan Cox. I'm asking for your vote for Congress to widen I-270 and fix our transportation. But while we're stuck in traffic, my opponent Raskin was voting to tax us for the rain and then gerrymandering away our voices. Help me get the wheels of freedom moving again. Go to CoxForCongress.org and please vote Dan Cox for Congress. And I approve this message.
Coming up on WMAL.
Man running for Congress here in Montgomery County, Dan Cox, plus Brett Baer of Fox News Channel.
And we have a roving microphone. We're not afraid to use it. We're going to roam through the Silver Diner, a little segment we like to call